Beginning at verse 9 of Psalm 119, we now have the letter Bet that will be used for 8 verses. It begins, Bame yizaker na'ar et urcho lishmur kidvarecha. With what shall a young man purify his way? By taking heed according to your word. Notice the ba is just your inseparable preposition again. In what, your interrogative pronoun, or with what. Yezaker is from the verb zakar, meaning to purify. And notice it is a PL, imperfect, third masculine singular with a shiva pathak, and the doubling of the middle radical in the kaf. So, with what shall a na'ar cleanse his way? Na'ar is just the noun meaning young man or man. And et is again the sign of the direct object, and orcho is from orach meaning way. And notice o is just your pronominal suffix, third masculine singular. So with what shall a young man cleanse his way? And then the definition of that question is given then in the next phrase, Lishmor kidvarecha, by keeping, notice in keeping or to keep. Lishmor is a cow infinitive construct from the root shamar. Notice it has a lamed prefix and an o-class vowel. To keep according to your way. Notice ke is just the inseparable preposition according to, and davar means, means word, not way, according to your word. And notice cha is just your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So one cleanses his way and keeps his way pure by spending time in the Word of God. It's in Scripture that we purify our lives and our path in life. And then in verse 10, the psalmist goes on to say, B'chol libi dirashticha al tasgeini mimitzvotecha. With all my heart I have sought you. Do not let me err from your commandments. Notice, be again is just your inseparable preposition. Chol is just the noun meaning entirety. And libi is in construct with chol from the word leib or heart. And e is just your pronominal suffix, first person singular. Now we have the verb darashticha. Notice darash means to seek, and the t ending is the suffix for the first person indicator of the suffix, and ha is your pronominal suffix along with that, second masculine singular. And so with all my heart, with all my mind, I have sought diligently you. And so he wants a relationship with the Lord. And with all of his heart, with all of his mind, he has sought the Lord. And then, al tasgeini mimitzvotecha. Notice al is your negative particle, do not. And tasgeini is from the root, or tashgeni is from the root shagag, meaning to err. And notice you have a tav, which prefix, which shows we're looking at a second person, masculine singular, and we have an A-class vowel, a pathak, under the tav, followed by a tsere under the gimel. And notice the dogish in the gimel indicates there has been reverse assimilation from the root shagag, a double ayin root in which the final gimel has assimilated back into the gimel in the second radical, causing a doubling or a dogish forte. And ni is just your, or e is just your pronominal suffix, first common singular. So do not cause me to err. And I think the idea here is simply protect me. Do not let me err. Me mitzvotecha. Me, again, is your preposition min, where the nun has assimilated into the mem. And mitzvot is the plural with the ot ending from mitzvah. And the ot indicates a feminine plural. And cha, preceded by the segol yod, shows a second masculine singular pronominal suffix put on to a plural noun. So do not let me err or stray away, even in an unintentional way, inadvertently. Don't let me err from your commandments. Help me to keep your commandments. That is my sole desire. With all my heart, I have sought you. We need to seek the Lord with all of our heart and keep his commandments. And as Christians, as we look at the New Testament, we need to seek Christ in a deeper way. Paul said it was his desire to know the Lord and to know his suffering and the power of his resurrection in Philippians chapter 3. And so we are to seek the Lord with all of our heart, and it's through the Word that we find him. The Lord says basically that as we search the Scripture, we find him in John chapter 8. And even in the Lord's Prayer, lead us not into temptation, seems to fit the idea here of not allowing us to inadvertently or unintentionally even err from our Lord's commandments. And then in verse 11, it continues with the third bait, Bilibi tzafanti imratecha lema'an lo echata lak. With my heart I have laid up or treasured your word. Again, the bait is just your preposition followed by the noun lab, which in construct becomes lib with the pronominal first person suffix in the e. So with my heart, tzafanti, I have laid up or treasured up. Notice tzafanti is from the root tzafan, which means to treasure up. And the T is just your affix or your suffix showing a first person singular onto that verb. This is just your cal perfect first person singular from the root tsafan. And basically, it's God's word that we're to lay up in our mind. And notice imra becomes imrat in construct with cha, or echa. Sego is just a way of taking us to the cha. Notice, in my heart, I have treasured up your word. One of the most important things we can do is to memorize the word of God and treasure it in our hearts. I remember learning this verse as a little boy. In the old King James Version, I have laid up your word in my heart in order that I might not sin against thee. And I remember learning that as a young boy. But how true that is. As we memorize the word, and we've lost the concept of memory today and to some degree, we need to get back at it. Memorizing the word, laying it up in our heart, in order that, notice lema'an is showing purpose, preposition of purpose, in order that lo, Lo is just your negative particle, meaning not, that I might not, echata, sin toward you or against you. Notice echata is from the root chata, to sin. It is the cow imperfect, first person singular. Notice the aleph prefix indicates the imperfect. We have a segol under the aleph because we had the composite chatef, hurried segol, under the chet, and the segol part of that shifts over under the aleph in such an environment. And again, we have the ah ending because we have a final aleph. So this is a lamed aleph verb with the final long comments at the end in the second or in the final syllable. And then lach is just again the preposition to or toward, and ak is just the suffix second masculine singular added to that preposition. So in my heart or in my mind, I want to treasure your word in order that I might not sin against you. It is the word of God that helps us obey the Lord and not commit sin against him. As we hide the word of God in our heart, that's why it is so paramount that we spend time in the word. Let the word cleanse us. Let the word of God guide us. And Paul in 2 Timothy will say, all scripture is theopneustos, or God-breathed, and profitable for teaching, for correction, actually turning the light on, for reproof, and then correcting our broken bones, as it were, restoring them, and leading us in the right way. And so we need to be in the Word of God so that we do not sin against the Lord, and let His Word permeate our hearts. Hence, memory is so critical. And then as he continues in the next bait, in verse 12, Baruch ata Adonai lamadeni chukecha. Blessed are you, O Lord. Notice Baruch is a cal passive participle with the comets and the shurik, meaning having been blessed. And so in relationship to the Lord, he causes our heart to be blessed in that wonderful relationship with him and to be happy and to prosper in a spiritual sense. So blessed are you, O Lord. Teach me your statutes. In other words, we're to bless the Lord, we're to bow the knee before him so that we can receive the blessing from him, and he might then cause our hearts to be blessed as we bless him, I think is the thought. Ata is just your personal pronoun, meaning you, and Adonai, Yod-Heh, Vav-Heh, is the tetragrammaton, meaning the Lord. So blessed are you, O Lord. We need to worship the Lord. We need to bow down before him and adore him. And then, Lamedeni chukecha, teach me your statutes, O Lord. Notice Lamedeni is from the root lamad, to teach. And we have a pathak followed by the doubling of the middle radical in the mem. And this is simply your PL imperative. If we take the PL imperative, we could read it as ye lamdeni becoming lamdeni. In other words, we move from the imperfect, knock off the prefix, and we have a pathak under the lamed, followed by the doubling of the mem in the dogish forte. This is characteristic of a PL stem. So, teach me, and notice again the suffix in the ni, the e is your first person pronoun, pronominal suffix. Teach me chukecha, your statutes. And again, notice we've already spoken about the plural here, is looking at statutes that are engraven like in stone. So chok becoming chu kecha, where the O, the cholem, is interchanged with the kibbutz here and the doubling of the kof in the plural form. And notice again the suffix cha, which is your second masculine singular pronominal suffix. So we bless the Lord, the psalmist says, and teach me your permanent statutes. One of the most important things that we should ask the Lord is to let Him teach us. He is our great teacher. And as we look at the New Testament, the Holy Spirit in John 16 is to guide us into all truth. I can remember in seminary days where the professor would often begin class by saying, the Holy Spirit is our greatest teacher, and He will help and actually do the teaching of the class. So it is so critical to allow the Holy Spirit to teach us, to communicate God's permanent statutes with us, and let Him be our teacher. And then, Bisfatai Siparti Kol Mishpate Ficha. With my lips, notice again the bez, just your inseparable preposition. Safa is the noun meaning lip, and safat is actually your plural in construct, plural noun in construct with I, which is your pronominal suffix, first person singular, that is added to the plural noun. And as we look at this, notice we are taught the importance of, with our lips, praising the Lord and learning and declaring His praises. Notice that with our lips, we are to declare His praise. We are to teach what we've been taught, not only to lay it up in our heart, but to teach it. Kol mishpate ficha. All the ordinances of your mouth. Notice kol is just, again, the noun meaning all or total, totality of the ordinances. And notice the mishpate is from mishpat, meaning ordinance, the kind of judgments that have to do with interpersonal relationships that are taught to declare God's righteous requirements among individuals. And notice that seriyot is from mishpat in the plural masculine form. And so all the judgments of your mouth, and fi is the word for mouth, the noun followed by the pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. And so not only does he lay up God's word in his heart, but all the ordinances that comes from his mouth, he wants to teach. And again, siparti is a pl, meaning to rehearse, first person singular, or share all of the ordinances that the Lord has taught us. It is interesting that God's word goes back to His mouth, to what He has said, what He has spoken. And so it's that word that we're to lay up and then rehearse to others and share to others. It is sad that often we do not talk about the things of the Lord in life, and yet this is what should be the main point of our conversation, of what we are sharing in and about, and how critical that is. In rabbinic literature, it is taught that if you don't spend time talking about the Torah, it's as though you deeply sinned against the Lord. And I think as Christians, how important it is to talk about the Lord and His Word, because His mouth has spoken His message to us that we're to pass on to others. As we go on in verse 14, Bederek Edotecha Sasti Ka'al Kol Hon. In the way of your testimonies, I have rejoiced. Notice Be is just your preposition in, and Derek is the noun meaning way in construct with edotecha from edut, and this is the plural form in the ot, followed by the pronominal suffix put on the plural verb, echa. Notice it's a second masculine singular pronominal suffix. So in the way of your testimonies, I have rejoiced. And notice, sasti is from sus, to rejoice. It's a middle weak verb, and it becomes sasti with the, again, the affix or the suffix t, showing that we are looking at the first person singular, from the root sus. And so, in your testimonies, or in the way of your testimonies, I have rejoiced. These middle weak verbs came historically from savas, and the u actually dropped out, and we then shorten, actually in the cow perfect, to two. It becomes actually a biradical root as we look at it, and the root is sas or sus, and sas is the third, just by itself, would be the cow perfect third masculine singular, like come from cum, to arise. Historically, kavam became come in the cow perfect third masculine singular. So in the way of your testimonies, I have rejoiced, ka'al kol hon, as much as above, literally as above. Ka is just your preposition as, and notice al can be translated here above or upon, and I would probably render this above, kol hon, all wealth. Kol is the adjective meaning all, and hon is the noun meaning wealth. So, as above all wealth. Notice God's word is more precious than gold. And He wants to rejoice in the way of the Lord's testimonies that are more joyful to Him than all the acquisition of silver or wealth. One of the important things that we must never lose sight of is that we cannot serve two masters. We cannot serve God and mammon, the Aramaic word for money. And Jesus teaches that in the Sermon on the Mount, and how important it is to love the Word of God above all wealth. But often, in life, we enjoy our things, our toys, our wealth, more than the Word of God. And it's God's Word that takes us to understand our Lord Jesus Christ and who He is and what He's done for us. And so we're to love it above all wealth. This is what this great verse is teaching. And then, in verse 15, Befikudecha asicha, v'abita orachotecha. I will meditate in your precepts. Notice be, again, is your inseparable preposition. And fikudecha is from the noun meaning precept. Pikud is the noun, and in the plural construct, it becomes pikudei. And notice the cha is your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular, put on to this plural noun and construct. So in your precepts, I will meditate. Sicha means to meditate. And notice again, it's a middle weak verb, with the yod, historically an ayin yod form, sicha becoming sicha, and in the root with the yod losing its consonantal quality. And notice the aleph is the first person singular prefix on to sicha, so it's simply your cow imperfect first person singular, and the ah makes it intensive. So in your precepts I will meditate. I will think about them. I will spend time in them. I will meditate in them. And the abita orachotecha, I will delight, or I will look to your paths. Look in the sense of having great respect. I will occupy my thoughts with you, the psalmist is saying, and I will look into your ways in a deep way so that I can do them and respect them. Notice ve is your conjunction, and it is a simple conjunction with the imperfect here, so it has a shava under the vav. It's not a conjunction that is what we call a vav consecutive or vav conversive, but it is just a simple conjunction. And abita is the hifil, imperfect, first person singular from the root nabat. Notice the nun of the peinun verb nabat has assimilated into the bait, causing the doubling in the bait. Anbita becomes abita with the nun assimilating by progressive assimilation. And the AI vowel pattern gives it away as a hifil, and ah makes it intensive again. So I will cause to look intensely in your paths. In other words, I'm going to have deep respect for them and a desire to do them as I gaze intently in to your paths based upon the precepts that you have taught me. And notice orachotecha is from orach again, meaning path, and ot is your pronominal, ot is the sign of the feminine plural in the ot ending. So your paths in the cha again, preceded by the segol yod, is indicative of the second person pronominal suffix put onto a plural noun. So I'm going to take great respect and look in to your ways so that I can do them, and I do this by meditating in your precepts. Over and over again, the New Testament emphasizes the need of meditating on the Word of God. Paul would tell Timothy to meditate in the Scriptures, to be in them continually, because they will make you wise in salvation, which is in Jesus Christ. And so, in 2 Timothy chapter 3, Paul will give encouragement to Timothy to be in the Word of God, so that one can get to know the way of salvation and get to know the Lord in a deeper and significant way. how important it is to have utmost respect for the ways of the Lord. And we learn those ways again by meditating in His precepts. Then, in verse 16, we have the final bait of the eight in Bechukotecha Eshta Asha. Lo Ashkach Divarecha. Notice in this verse, he says, in your statutes, I will delight. Notice the be again is your inseparable preposition, and the hok is again the noun for statutes in the plural, hukot. Again, the kibbutz being used in the plural noun and construct instead of the holim. We see an interchange of that often. So, in your statutes, ot, feminine plural, and ha, again, is just your pronominal suffix, second masculine singular. So, in your statutes, now here we have an interesting word, esh ta asha. Notice esh ta asha is from sha'a. It's actually a double ayin root, sha'a. But what we have here is a hitpael, first person singular, from that root. So the psalmist will delight in the statutes, those engraved teachings of the Lord in His Torah, or in His Word. Again, eshta asha is from the root sha'a, double ayin. Notice the aleph is indicating first person singular to the imperfect, and this is a hitpael, imperfect, and notice we have what is called a metathesis. That is, et sha'asha changes to eshta asha. That is, the sheen and the tav exchange places in this form. And it is still a hitpael with this metathesis that has occurred. And again, showing his delight. He actually delights in the word and the engraved statutes of the Lord found in His Torah. I will not forget your word, he says. Lo eshkach devarecha. Notice, lo is just your negative particle, not. So I will not. And eshkach is the verb shakach, to forget. It is just your cal imperfect, first person singular from shakach. And then devarecha is from davar, and devar is in construct with the cha, your pronominal suffix, first, second, masculine, singular. So, I will not forget your word. I'm going to be faithful to do it and to remember it, and I delight in your statutes. One of the things that the text is teaching here is the delight that he has in God's Word, in meditating on it. Others may delight in other things, but he delights in the statutes and what the Lord has taught. And I believe again that we're to love the Word of God, and we're to delight in it. In Psalm 1, Kiim b'torat Adonai chepso, uv'toreto yegeyu mam b'layla. But his delight is in the Torah of the Lord, and in his Torah he meditates day and night. One of the most important things we can do in life is to delight in the Word of God and in what he teaches us in his engraved statutes in his Torah or in his Word. And it is by delighting in the Word that we are brought to love Christ in a deeper way, because the purpose of Scripture is to get to know Him and to love Him. And that is, again, what Paul is telling Timothy, to spend time there. It'll make you wise into salvation, which is found in Jesus Christ. And so we need to delight in the Word of God, find our joy there, and that will bring us into a deeper relationship with obedience to the Lord's Word and a deeper love for our Savior.